Hello, you beautiful soul, and welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I have a special treat for you today and all of this week over at Girl Unfiltered because we're doing something a little bit different. So I know that 2020 has been quite the crazy year, plenty of unexpected plot twists, ups and downs, and plenty of growth edges. And I don't think that we could have ever planned or expected 2020 to go the way that it did. But saying that, I still believe deep down within every cell of my being that there is so much to be grateful for in 2020. And because it is Thanksgiving week over here in America, which is one of my favorite adopted American holidays, I really wanted to use this week to harness the power of gratitude because we should never, ever underestimate how powerful and how incredible the frequency of gratitude truly, truly is. In fact, I would say that gratitude is probably one of the key mindset practices that I use every single day to really harness the power of abundance and to just truly step into the abundant, wealthy frequency that I want to surround myself with every single day. And it's probably the thing that I started doing the most at the very beginning of my money mindset journey. So do not underestimate how freaking powerful gratitude is, even though it's something that we all probably talk about a lot, which can diminish just how powerful it is. Do not forget to include it in your daily practice and daily routine. In fact, when I was starting to really actively shift out of my lack mindset and therefore my lack frequency around money, I would very, very consciously actively praise and find total gratitude for the money that was in my bank account, even though at the time, what money was in there looks very, very different to how it looks today. But I would make myself log on to those bank accounts, even though in the beginning, it would actually make me feel really sick and very tight chested. And I would consciously smile and say, I am so, so, so grateful. I'm so, so grateful for the money in my bank account. I am so, so grateful for the money that is flowing my way. And I truly think that that simple act made a huge difference in getting me to where I am today. And now when money flows into my bank account, I praise it with so much gratitude. Like I'll just sit there and close my eyes. I'll think, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so, 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 so grateful for you. And that could be a huge check for over $10,000, or it could be literally like the other day, I got an unexpected PayPal notification of $10 being paid towards me from some affiliate thing that I was promoting. And I was like, oh my God, this is epic. I'm so, so grateful for this extra $10 that just came my way that I was not expecting. And money flows towards me in multiple streams. And it just really sets that frequency of abundance, which then therefore allows you to create more abundance in your life. Because here's the thing, when you focus on gratitude and all of the things that you have in your life to be grateful for, you will create even more. You will attract even more. You will find even more around you. And when you focus on what you do not have, then you will never actually have enough. And that is such a key mindset shift to be aware of. So, in order to support all of us at the Girl Unfiltered community to truly step into the power of gratitude, I am running something very special all week called my Gratitude Rampage Challenge. And I would love it if you would come and join me and get involved. And it's super easy and super simple. All you need to do is head on over to my Instagram at girl_unfiltered, or you can find it below in the links, and post on your story or even on your feed one thing that you are truly grateful for each day for the next 5 days. So you only have to share one thing per day. And then tag me in this photo, whether it's on your stories or on your feed, and use the hashtag #GratitudeRampage. And I've also shared the details of exactly how you can get involved in the show notes below. Now, by doing this, for every single post that you share throughout this week, we begin the challenge Monday to Friday because it's Thanksgiving week. And for every post that you share, I will donate 4 meals to hungry families and children here in Los Angeles. Yes, 4 meals per post. So if you post 5 times throughout this week, guess what? You'll be able to donate 20 meals to people who are hungry and in need. And the charity and organization that I'm working with to do this is very, very close to my heart. And not only will we all be giving back as a community, but collectively we'll be harnessing this power of gratitude, and all of us will be lifting one another up into such a beautiful, abundant frequency. So if you're joining me, please head on over to my Instagram @girl_unfiltered, drop me a DM and let me know that you're getting involved and post your first post. Like, what are you waiting for? Like, look around you right now, wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast episode, whether you're on a walk or you're in your kitchen or you're doing the dishes or you're doing your laundry, or maybe you've got me on in the background as you get some work done. Whatever it is, look around you and find something that you can be truly grateful for right here, right now, in this very moment today. So just a few days ago, I asked my community on Instagram to share with me one thing that they're truly grateful for, that 2020 has given them the opportunity to do or to create or to experience. And it was so beautiful to just receive such an influx of messages just with absolute pure gratitude oozing from them. And I just think this is such a beautiful reminder that despite how crazy the outside world can start feeling or the external circumstances might be, we always, always have the power within ourselves to choose the thing that we want to focus on and the place that we want to have our mindset in. And I think that it's just so beautiful that so many of you have found so many things to be grateful for in 2020. So I'm actually going to share some of the things that you as a community have been telling me that you're grateful for so that we can just fill this podcast episode with the frequency of so much gratitude and abundance. And because I think some of these ones might remind you of areas in your life that actually you have to be grateful for as well. So Lisa at A Menu For You says she's grateful for extra family time. Her kids are 21 and 17, and she says she would have never had this bonus time with them if it weren't for 2020. And I just thought that was so beautiful. And how many people have experienced that, where you've actually been able to spend quality time with your children or your loved ones in ways that you probably never would have really been able to before. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Lisa. Kim at Kim_Scotland says she is grateful for her own personal growth. She says, I am a totally different person. Oh, I love this one so much, because through what we can perceive as maybe difficult or testing times, we can discover just how much power is within us and go on this incredible growth journey that probably without 2020, maybe we wouldn't have dived as deeply into. So yes, Kim, go you. Tara at Tara Punter Coaching, whom I love dearly, she says she is grateful for her epic business and the abundance of insane women. Yes, I love that you're using the word abundance there. And she says she's grateful for the connections she's made from Instagram and for me. Oh, I love that. I've experienced that so much this year too. How many of you have just been blown away from the power of having an online community? Like, honestly, it just lifts me up each and every single day to connect with you guys online, to have conversations with you, to get to connect with my clients over Zoom and just be able to spend my day with such epic, powerful women. Like, I am just so, so grateful for the power of online work, because I think maybe without that, this year could have been maybe a little bit more lonely. But I just feel like I'm so connected to so many incredible women online. Some of them even entrepreneurs who are in a similar industry with me, who we just like talk almost every single day and lift one another up. So I am so, so grateful for that, just the same way that Tara is. Maria at Maria Anastasia, what a beautiful name, says she is grateful for starting her intuitive coaching business and energy alignment business. And the reason I'm sharing this one is because, oh my gosh, how many of you have actually launched and started businesses in 2020 that maybe without a global pandemic, you would have just continued to put on the back burner or said that you didn't have time for it? How has 2020 actually been the wake-up call for you or the motivator for you to actually just go and do the thing that you love? I resonate with that so deeply, and I know so many other women listening will as well. In fact, for me, 2020 has given me the opportunity to up-level my business in so many incredible ways. And I'm really grateful to 2020 for giving me the motivation to do that in ways that I probably could never have imagined when January 1st first started. Remy at Remy Wilton says she's grateful for being grounded. She says, being grounded has allowed me to enjoy my house, my animals, and see my family more. And I just love that she uses the word grounded, because isn't that such an amazing perspective to have? She's chosen to look at 2020 as a grounding experience. And I just absolutely love that. Who else has felt that actually 2020 has been extremely grounding? Deneen at Deneen Montella says she's grateful for freedom. Wow, freedom. She says, this time has given me freedom to totally realign with my goals and my aspirations. Oh, freedom is one of my biggest motivators. I absolutely love that she uses that word. And in a time where you could look at it and say, oh, our freedom is being taken away, or we have less freedom. In fact, no. I know so many women who have looked at this year as a chance to embrace freedom in newfound ways. So I love that perspective. I have to also give a shout out to my one-to-one client, Janet, who commented and said, I'm grateful to have you as my money, life, and career coach. It's the best investment ever. Oh, I love that. I am so, so incredibly grateful for my clients and all of the powerful women that I've worked with this year. Honestly, I wake up with such a grateful heart every single day. And I love that that gratitude is being reflected back to me through my clients. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I also asked some of the women in my group coaching program, Money Mindset Magic, to share with me what they are truly grateful for in 2020. And Miriam at miriam.biz shares, I'm really grateful for pivoting my business. Ooh, pivoting. Who else pivoted in 2020 in epic ways? She's also grateful for stepping into her power and knowing that she can fully trust. Ah, oh, I love that one, because I know what a journey that Miriam has been on, and the way that she has completely just allowed herself to surrender and lean fully into trusting that she is always being supported and guided divinely and energetically and financially by the universe. And it's amazing to see the things that she is manifesting left, right, and center. Becky Hayden says, I am so, so grateful that I took the leap and moved to Australia in 2020. Wow. Not only did it open my eyes to how possible it is for me to have a massively successful coaching business, it has brought me so many learnings, breakthroughs, and shifts. I am so grateful that I felt the fear and I did it anyway. Yes, Rebecca, I am so, so, so proud of you too. And so grateful that you've lent into those fears throughout this journey. and gone after your mission and vision for your life? And how many of you listening right now are so, so grateful for your younger self? How grateful are you to your younger self, whether that's just at the beginning of the year, or that's a year ago or 2 years ago, for feeling multiple fears and going after your dreams and visions anyway? Aren't you just like so grateful to your younger self for not giving up, for persevering, for learning to drop the limiting beliefs and self-doubt? Oh my gosh, yes. My heart this week has been so full of gratitude for my younger self, because even when I think back to just 2 years ago compared to where I am today, it's insane. It is just so beautiful to reflect on that journey. And I want any single one of you listening right now to know that so much is possible for you in just a relatively short space of time. And you can't even imagine where you might be a year from now, 2 years from now, or maybe 5 years from now. So keep going, keep believing in yourself, because your future version of you is so, so grateful to you too. And Sarah Jane shares that for the last 10 years, I've constantly moved and traveled. 2020 has allowed me the stillness I needed to truly discover my life purpose. Wow. I'm so grateful to be at a beautiful property on an island in British Columbia, surrounded by nature and overlooking a lake, which provided me clarity of mind. I've invested in my growth more this year than I ever have, and I think the requirement of stillness in 2020 allowed for that. Oh, I have chills. I just have chills. Who else is feeling that? Are you feeling this power and magnetism when you hear all of these different ways that women are reflecting on 2020 with such a beautiful, open, grateful, grateful heart? And there are personally so many things that I have to be grateful for this year. In fact, it is the best, most profitable year that my company has ever had, despite a global pandemic. And I am truly grateful, honestly, to the power of my money mindset work, because I know that that is what has allowed me to create and manifest that as my reality in 2020, because I continue to consistently focus on having a growth mindset and thinking abundantly, despite what may have been going on in the world. And that is exactly what I've attracted back into my business this year. I am, of course, beyond grateful for every single woman that I have worked with this year. You are all absolutely incredible, and I am honored and beyond grateful that you chose me to be a part of your journey. I'm also, it goes without saying, so grateful to 2020, because this was the year that I launched the Girl Unfiltered podcast. And I reflect back to that moment. I remember when it kind of hit me and we were going into lockdown in March. And yeah, I felt anxiety. Yeah, I felt fear. Yeah, there was a lot of uncertainty. But you know what? I woke up the next day, I picked myself up, and I thought, this means that I need to step up in a bigger and bolder way than ever before, because women need to hear what I have to say, even more so now than ever. And it made my mission just so much stronger and brighter. It actually motivated me on a whole other level. And that's why I think I've launched so many things throughout the year. It just made me step more powerfully than ever into my why. And I am so grateful to 2020 for that, because actually 2020 has been the most beautiful year of growth for me in so many, so many ways. Not only has my business grown, I have grown so much as a woman, learned more things about myself and who I am and why I'm here. I've even grown in my relationship with my husband. We are closer than ever. And we even up-leveled our home. And so I am so grateful as I look around me, even right now, and I'm recording this podcast episode in my own beautiful home office. I absolutely love my new home. I love my new car that is sitting outside. And I'm just so grateful for these things. Like literally, I wake up every day and I look at my husband and I'm like, we're so lucky. And I'm so, so grateful. And I count those blessings every single freaking day. And I know that it helps me step into that powerful frequency that allows me to really even receive even more. And as you join me on this gratitude rampage throughout the week, I just want to remind you that even though you might be finding some epic things around you to be grateful for, and I absolutely celebrate and love that, I also want you to not forget to be grateful for yourself, to be truly grateful for the woman that you are, for how you continue to show up for yourself and for others, to be grateful for the body that you're in, the health that you have, the breaths that you breathe. Simply being alive and having our health and being the women that we are. Oh my gosh, I am so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful for that even for you. So please come and join me on my Instagram all week for my Gratitude Rampage Challenge and help me harness this power of gratitude throughout the entire community and also while giving back to hungry families and children through the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. All you have to do is share every single day one thing that you are grateful for in that moment or on that day. Tag me, use the hashtag Gratitude Rampage, and I will donate 4 meals for every post on your behalf. So let's see how much money we can raise for these children and families. And if you celebrate Thanksgiving, I'm wishing you a very, very happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays. And if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, then I'm just wishing you a beautiful, epic day filled with gratitude. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.